Hello and welcome to the Lifestyle Podcast, a place where we talk about all things holistic living, personal growth, mindset, career, and more. Here we have open-minded conversations that will inspire you to lead with your intuition and go from dreaming to doing. I'm your host, Erin, and I cannot wait to share this journey with you. So let's hop on into today's episode. Oh, hello. How's it going? Welcome to a brand new episode. Happy to have you along for another podcast. We are going to be diving today into a little topic all about action and motivation. And I think this is an important one for a lot of us to hear. It's something I have to constantly remind myself because I fall into the trap all the damn time. You know, where you just say to yourself, ugh, I just wish I had the motivation to do that. Or you might say to yourself something like this, oh, I just need a little bit of motivation. Well, here's the thing. Action is what actually leads to motivation. I know, crazy, right? I feel like we all think it's sort of the other way around, like we need the motivation first to bring ourselves into that action phase and then, you know, continue that little circle when it's the other way around. So those small little bits of action are what actually lead to the motivation in the long run. And that's pretty much what I wanted to dive into in this episode, you know, talking about that a little bit further. I think a lot of the time we don't take an initial action because something can seem very overwhelming to do. I know this is often the case with me when I am just seeing things, you know, I have that big picture idea I want to do, but it's like, oh my gosh, so overwhelming. There's like 100 million little things that I have to do in order to get me to that bigger step. And it's like my brain just goes into this crazy thinking mode. It goes on that little hamster wheel. Wheels are just turning. And then I get overwhelmed and I shut down. And I feel like I'm definitely not alone in that. I think that's a very, very common thing. The thing is, it's like, we have to like narrow down what are those smaller actionable steps that you can do just to get the ball rolling, almost like reverse engineering. Like if this is my end goal right here, I want to launch this business, I want to achieve this goal, I want to run a marathon, I want to do whatever, you know, thinking about all of these things, there's a lot of little tasks that go into all of that. Maybe there's a lot of training, there's a lot of things you have to learn, there's a lot of practice that goes into it. So that a lot of that is very, very overwhelming. So when we reverse engineer and, you know, pick even like the smallest, most bite-sized, tangible thing that you can do today just to get the ball rolling. Because I guarantee you, once you take that one little small step of action, things become a lot easier. Like if I just sit down to do a task, like say redoing my website, for example, that's a huge task. And if you want to redo all the content, you know, get new photos, figure out a whole new layout, maybe you want to rebrand a little bit, choose a new color scheme, all of these things, there's a lot to that. But if you just say, okay, you know what, I'm just going to sit down and I'm going to write the content for my homepage. I'm going to decide exactly what's going to go on the homepage. I'm going to write maybe even just my about me little section. I guarantee you, once you sit down to write that about me section, that's what gets the ball rolling. That's what's going to lead you on a nice little path to maybe write out the next section and the next section. It's like once you sit down to do it, you're like, oh, hey, okay, that wasn't so bad. And then taking that one little small bite-sized action eventually leads you to having more motivation and being able to complete the task that you were wanting to do. Here's another thing too, and this I feel like needs to be like a little verbal reminder for me in this episode. Thinking is not action. So you can sit there and think all you want, you know, think about things till you're blue in the face, think about things all morning, all night, you know, for weeks, for months, for years on end, but it's not going to get you anywhere. Only once you start taking those smaller actions, that's when the answers are going to start coming your way. Let me tell you, coming from someone who is a thinkaholic, this is what's up. I kind of see the line, you know, instead of, you know, motivation goes to action, you know, we've already reestablished that, it's action goes to motivation, which I kind of think leads to more clarity, which in turn leads to more action, which leads to more motivation, which in turn leads to even more and more clarity. So taking those initial steps is going to get you motivated to keep going. And I think once you get on the wheel, like once the wheels are starting to turn, that's when you're like, oh, you know what? Actually, I thought I wanted to do this, but I actually want to do this. And it's like leading you down that path of clarity. Sort of similar on that line. I also think, you know, action leads to more inspiration too. Like once you start doing one thing, that's when you get all of these different ideas that start popping into your head. So maybe it's even like the inspiration comes before the clarity, because once you try out all of these different things that come to you in the form of inspiration, that's when you can sort of refine, and get onto that path of clarity into something that you want to do. Do you know what I mean? So I want to give a little bit of an example. Something, I guess I want to refer to it as like the blank page effect maybe. So it's basically something that I have come across numerous times in my life, especially going through various art classes that I've taken, going through design school, working on different art projects, you know, working to build different brands, or even just doing like digital art that I like to do for fun. So the blank page effect is sort of where you're just sitting there, you know, I don't know if you've ever done art or not, or tried to do a drawing or anything like that, or maybe you've wanted to do a painting and you sit there and you just have that like blank canvas sitting there staring right back at you. And it's like, you know, this page is your damn oyster right now. Like you can do anything you want on this blank page, which can be very daunting too. Like how the heck do you know where to even start? You can do it all. Like you can do a mountain scene, you can do a beach, you could, you know, draw a portrait, you could draw a jelly bean. I don't know, you can draw whatever the heck it is that you want to draw on this page. But the thing is, you have to just start with one line, and one line turns into another line, and that's how you keep going. But the thing with art too is there's always this phase. Anytime I've ever done a project, this is what happens. Like there's this phase where your page isn't blank anymore, and it's also not your finished piece. And it's sort of in this middle awkward phase where it doesn't look anything like what you want it to look like. Sometimes I find it very, very hard to see past that phase and to keep going. It's like that's the point you're at where you just want to like crumple up your piece of paper and throw it in the garbage and be like, oh my God, this is horrendous. And there's so many times where I have quit pieces that I've been doing during that phase because I just can't see how it's all going to come together in the end. But I'm telling you from experience, like anytime I've had my favorite piece of art, my favorite drawing that I've ever done has gone through that phase. And the thing is, I pushed past that phase. I pushed past the phase where it looked like a bag of shit. It looked really, really bad, and it looked nothing like what the finished project was. And I could have very easily, you know, crumpled up my paper and threw it in the garbage at those phases as well. But when I kept going and it turned into something that I was incredibly proud of, and so happy that I put in the time and the effort and actually like pulled through with it, and it then became, you know, one of my top favorite pieces of art that I had ever done. And I think that's a beautiful thing. But I also think that's kind of the reason I'm telling this story, is because I feel like that very much relates to the action leading to motivation. You know, sometimes in the beginning phases, it's a little messy and we don't have that sense of clarity, but the clarity and the full picture starts coming through as we continue to keep going. Do you know what I mean? Like once we get past that ugly phase of the art, that's when the clarity starts peeking through. So you just have to, you know, allow yourself to continuously take those actions, you know, keep drawing those lines, keep going, keep shading in those corners on your drawing, because it is all going to come together in the end, no matter how crappy it is at the start. You know, all of those phases wind up working together to make that piece of art in the end. Just my little analogy there. And this is something also, like whenever I bring guests onto the podcast, one of my favorite things to do, and not even when I have guests on the podcast, but like just speaking to people in life and in general, like I love I truly love listening to people's career journeys, people's life journeys, their stories, because oftentimes it isn't a very linear thing. And a lot of the times too, it's like very, very small actions that wind up leading you down a specific path. Like whether you intended for that to happen or not, like whether you were just following something because it felt good, or whether maybe you did have more of an intentional path, but it's like, if you don't take that first initial step, you're never gonna bounce around and lead to other steps. Do you know what I mean? So I find that to be very, very fascinating. And just an example that is coming into my mind right now is I had Erica Wark on the podcast, and she is a fashion stylist, and she sort of started out her career in the modeling industry. A family friend of hers suggested she get into it because she had the height for it. She's obviously a stunning girl. And so, you know, she went down that path, and that ended up opening up a door to an opportunity to host a TV segment for a local channel. And then she ended up loving that and gaining more opportunities doing that. And now she's an on-air fashion stylist. So I just found that so inspiring and just like the perfect example of just doing things that you enjoy doing and taking those small actions, being open to saying yes to those opportunities that come, because it could wind up shaping your career or bringing you down a path that you want to go to. So yeah, that is one reason why I love hearing people's stories, because I love being inspired by like, hey, you know what? I actually went to school for this, and then I met someone who did this, who ended up opening a door for me doing something that is completely on a different side of things, bouncing from lily pad to lily pad, like where something can lead you. But if you're just like sitting at home thinking all day about all of the things that you want to do, and you're not actually out there doing the thing or taking one little small bite-sized actionable chunk, how are you ever going to get to doing what you want to do? And it's like, maybe you have your sights on doing one thing, but then once you get going, it sort of steers you in a whole direction that you had no idea could even be a potential for you, or something that you feel even more aligned with. It's interesting how life can unfold, but it's never going to unfold for you unless you start taking those smaller little actions. I think my life is honestly an interesting example of that too, because my life didn't turn out how I thought it would, but it's very, very interesting, because if I went back and told my 17-year-old self, you know, like the things I've done, my 17-year-old self, 17-year-old Erin would be like, wow, that's pretty damn cool. Like some of the things that you've been able to do, some of the things you've been able to experience. If I was in that 17-year-old body, I probably would have had a completely different trajectory of where I thought my life would have taken me, or where I thought I'd be at this point in time. But I think I would have still been like fascinated and been like, damn, that's pretty cool. I just think you can't discredit like any of the stages in your journey, because they all have led you to somewhere to where you are now. And where you are now also is a stepping stone to the next phase in your life and the next phase after that. It's like, you're never gonna know how all of the puzzle pieces come together until you're at the very end. That's when you have the full picture, and that's when like all the dots start connecting. Like hindsight is 20/20, and that's a reason why I always have to tell myself to like just chill out a little bit and like realize that you don't have to have it all figured out right now in this one moment or by a specific age, because that's not the point of life. Like the point of life is to keep going and to continuously do things. I feel like a lot of young people put pressure on themselves to have life figured out by, you know, by 30 or by 40, or to have this and that all lined up by a specific age. But it's like, okay, then what? Like you sit down at the age of 30 and what, you just do nothing the rest of your life? Like how does that even make any sort of sense? Like life is meant to be lived. Life is meant to have learning experiences. It's meant to, I don't know, just like do your thing, have fun, figure things out, make mistakes, take those small little steps of action and, you know, experiment, go down different paths. And if we just stopped doing that at the age of 30, like what the hell's the point? We're just wasting all of those extra years that we have to live. Yeah, just an interesting way to look at things. And I hope maybe that can help shift something inside of you, because I know I put a lot of pressures on myself before turning 30 that I had to have everything figured out and be just so by that specific age. I don't know why. And, you know, I thought my whole life would implode by the time I hit 30. But once you hit it and you're like, oh, okay, I have time to still figure things out. Or I don't even want to say that because sometimes I still stress out about stuff or think I should have things by a certain age or, you know, have all my ducks in a row. But the whole point of life is to have those experiences no matter what point in time you're at, and to know that everybody's on that different journey. This episode just took a whole turn. I didn't intend to talk about all of this stuff, but I feel like it kind of flows off of the action leading into motivation, especially if you are maybe lacking that clarity or lacking that motivation to take that first step of that action. Like, really just start by doing one small little thing. Learn from it, and if you hate it, great. Try one other small little thing and just keep going. Like, grab those little bite-sized chunks and keep going. This is an episode I'm probably going to have to listen to again because, you know what? Sometimes I just need to take my own advice. I feel like I'm real great at like dishing advice and giving advice to other people. But when it comes to my own life, I'm like, you know, I'm a hot mess sometimes, as we all are. I feel like it's very easy to give advice to people, but it's harder to take our own advice. Why is that? I really hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I hope it can inspire you to maybe take that small little step of action towards something that you really want to do, whether it be in your career, whether it be in your personal life, whether it be, I don't know, running a marathon, whether it be painting a painting or drawing a picture. Get past the damn awkward stage first, because I promise you it gets a lot better. And if you don't crumple up your paper and throw it in the garbage, you will have something that you're proud of in the end. And if not, then hey, you probably picked up, you know, a new skill or two. You learned something, and it's only going to make you better, more resilient, stronger, and able to take on the next, which is a beautiful thing in its own. So everything in life is a learning experience, and that's a good way to look at it too. Otherwise, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and you know, feel free to reach out over on Instagram. I'm at Erin Elizabeth with two H's. Let me know your favorite part of today's episode, and I will catch you in next week's episode. So we will chat then.